Is here for the police. I think we have to do the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First is public comment. Ms. Hughes, I assume this is you.
No, she said she forgot to put her name on it.
Buddy Hughes, Mungite Road. As you know, I'm president of FISH, which stands for Friends in Service here. We take people, you know, who happen to have no licenses to doctors, etc. But anyway, one of the drivers went out to find a street that's not on our map, and she went there, and the sign is in the wrong place. It's up, it's on a private road instead of the street. And the street is, well, you get a load of this. Kabubby, K-A-B-B-A-B-Y. K-A-B-B-A-B-Y, okay? So I just want, I know it's off Price, and then it's, and then you go down Janine, and then all of a sudden you can't find it. She found the cop, and the cop looked it up, and he had a hard time. He finally found it, but I don't know if he reported that it's in the wrong sign. That's all I want to say. Just love that Sumter Boulevard Speedway. I made it.
Thank you.
Don't say that too loud. The captain's in the back.
Yes. Consent agenda.
I'll move to approve the consent agenda.
If I could pull that item, actually. Sorry.
So? No second. Go ahead. Commissioner Garofalo?
My question on it is, when we went to approve this last time, we had made some changes. I didn't know if we can actually see what the changes were on it for the streets. I remember we took some off and put some on. That was all.
Yes, if you want, Branford can go through a little presentation, the streets.
I don't know if I want the whole presentation, just to know that what we had, I couldn't see it in the backup where it was actually switched, that's all. Yeah. What was it actually, the streets that we said no and mix and match?
Some of the other clusters, it'll take them just less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
Chair, you want?
I think what Commissioner Garofalo is asking is that, does this reflect the changes that were made by the commission? Can you please come up and for the record state that it does?
Not sure what changes you're talking about.
The changes were the additions and or subtractions,
yeah,
of certain
Sumter
streets. So does this or does it not reflect?
This isn't Sumter, if that's what you're talking about. For the stimulus money match, no.
There was a part of a Sumter road. Go ahead.
Yes, Bramford Adumwa, Public Works Director. The response is yes. Everything that, all the changes made by commission, yes, this is what this contract is about. The main contract.
Main contract, right.
Bramford, do you have a slide that shows the streets that you added? Because I know we did option one, and it looked to me like you were doing most of option two.
Yes,
do you have that kind of backup?
The slide that I have, the presentation that I have, is for my other, you know, request, general business,
right,
for that additional money. But this, you already took a look at all the roads. We gave you three options. You selected one. You asked us to make some changes. We made all that. That is what this contract is about. But I don't have a slide for this, okay? Right. That list of roads and the maps that we did, all the presentation, and then we made that part of the bid package. We went out, and a contract is being awarded for the list of roads that you approved. There hasn't been any changes since you...
No, I don't think there were, but it looked like what you were trying to add in this was most of option two.
Yes. For the what happened was, it was supposed to be $1.76 million. The bid came in lower. Okay, so we have more money in there, and I'm asking you to use that additional $500,000 to do around, I mentioned in the West Price, and then area around South San Mateo Drive area. There are some local roads on there. That it's included in the option three that you approved. You took a look at the last time, so there are no streets coming out from anywhere else.
Mission, any other questions? Concerns? And we need a motion.
I'll move to approve contract number 2009-08 and to also approve the $503,244.95 for a total of $1,766,345.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Trubert, seconded by Commissioner Garofalo. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. And that is unanimous. On to general business, discussion and possible action to fund additional road rehabilitation project with Ashided Lots. Mr. Adumua.
Yes, again, Bramford Adumua, Public Works Director. Commissioners, last fiscal year, you were gracious, very gracious to us by providing us with $13 million from Ashided Lot funds to do our roads. We did about 120 miles of those roads. While we were planning to do the work and the money was sitting in the account, it was building interest. And what I'm asking you today is to allow me to use that interest of $829 to do additional roads. I would like to show you some of the roads that I would like to do. This is a typical road, you know, that I would like to address on Rockcliffe Road. Another Lancelot Avenue. See the condition of the road. And then another on Wawana Road. All these roads are concentrated in the, let me show you this, in the South Biscayne area, drive area. And we would like to address those roads, which are in a very, very poor condition. Our database work management system shows that, you know, there are complaints from residents have been coming from that area. So I thought I would ask, because the money is in the Ashided Lot Fund, road fund, the interest from what you gave us, and I thought I would ask you to see if I'll be lucky again and get this money to do more roads.
Commission, any questions?
Yeah, I do.
Commissioner Trubert?
This area that you're looking at, put that back up.
Please.
Thank you. This area that you're looking at here, all these dots are houses on the property, correct?
Yes, that shows the concentration of houses, which is one of our criteria. We looked at whenever we rehabilitate, one of the criteria is the density of residences.
Okay, now I'm looking down at the bottom portion of this picture here.
Yes.
South of the canal.
Yes.
And that's fairly not dense.
Yes.
Could we put that, those types of roads there to another area that's a little more populated?
Yes, Commission. This is, and the roads are all over the city, okay, the poor roads. And I wanted to ask you for the money first, and then if you agreed, I was going to come back and give you a number of options. This is just to show you, because some of you have had called me to ask me some questions. I thought maybe I can show you some of the things that where we would like to do the road rehab. But I would like to come back and give you different options all over the city, you know, and then you can.
My main concern is if I'm going to approve this money,
yes,
for you to go do this,
yes,
I would like to see at least half of that road that we're going to do have people living on it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
I would not like to see maybe four or five houses.
Okay.
I would like to see, you know, 50% of the road have some type of population on it.
Yes, we can.
Okay.
We can come out with something like that.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
Commissioner Garofalo.
Along the same way, we talked about this last time, I realized that they have to move their equipment and stuff, and I realized that we can't kind of pick and choose streets like that. So I understand where you're going with that, Matt, but I only saw the one street that looked like three houses on it. But my question is, at the last time where we looked at all the maps, this section right here didn't seem like it was in a... Was this the next one that was on the chopping block to be done?
Yeah, we have about 350 miles of roads, poor roads, okay? So we, based upon our criteria, we came up with this. But there are more out there, yes.
Okay. So we're just approving the money tonight, so you're going to bring us options. Yes. So
I'm
going
to come back
with
options, you know, for you to take a look at, you know. And first I wanted to see if I can get the money, and then I go back to work.
Commissioner
come up
Jones?
With the list of roads.
Yep. Branford, could you put the slide back up? The street map slide?
Oh, the street map?
The map, yeah.
Yes. This? Oh, the map. The map. Yeah. The map. I'm sorry.
I've been concerned about this proposal because I had no idea. Our backup didn't show what streets they were. You just asked us to approve the money. Are all of these gold highlighted streets, will they all be repaved?
Yes.
Every one of these would be repaved for this amount of money.
Yes, that is what I'm proposing. Again, it's just an example, okay? Because of the shortness of the notice, that this is an example. There are more roads that we'd like to bring before you to take a look at.
Is there any reason you couldn't come back with a specific proposal on which roads that you wanted to put on?
No reason. I can come up with.
Well, it's in the back of my mind that we have Sumter Boulevard looming, and we're going to have to fund that.
Yes.
We also have projects over. I'd like to see the loop continued around the teen center. We don't have money for that. I'd like to see specific projects brought forth in more detail before we just approve the spending of the money.
Okay. Now, you're talking about other projects. Apart from road rehab, right?
Yeah, they are apart from road rehab, but this money could be used for almost anything. But to approve this project without knowing the names of the streets even, our backup didn't say what streets. This map wasn't a part of our backup. I'm encouraged by seeing the map, by seeing that you have a much better idea of the detail. But if you have other suggestions, I'd like to see those also.
Yes. And I'd like to ask, when the staff summary was prepared, it was mainly, I didn't know whether you'd be giving me that money. Okay, so it was mainly to ask you, do you want me, that money has been sitting there, whether you want me to use it for roads. And then we'll go back and then we'll select the roads and then come back to you. And then I got some questions from some of you. And with a shortness of notice, we came up with examples of roads that are in a bad condition that we'd like to use the money for. But I'd like to come back and then provide you with all sort of roads all over the city. Yes.
Okay. Commissioner Garofalo.
That right there, first of all, for my own good, just doing quick math or looking at it, is not 8 miles, correct? I mean, that's just a rough estimate. That's exactly 8 miles?
You're right. It's roughly 8 to 9 miles.
Okay. The only other problem I have is if I look at those other maps, I'm going to see that section on there, one of those options, correct? I am going to see it. Because it's the first time we're seeing the slide, like Commissioner Jones said. So
yes.
I haven't been able to study it, but I know I have the maps in my office. So if I look at those maps, I'm going to see that laid out as areas that was on the chopping block to be done.
Yeah, now this, I know, thank you. this is not part of what you approved before.
Understood.
Okay, when we came to you, we gave you three options. You selected option one. We went out to bids, and we have a contract for that. Okay, and that $1.2 million is going to take care of that. Okay, now that $500,000, we're trying to do something, and this is additional roads that we'd like to do.
Okay.
Cluster two.
I guess what we just approved before this was $500,000. We don't have a map for that. That was approved last time. We don't have a map for it. We have $500,000 extra going to that. That completed one of your clusters. Now, this right here you're showing is we're going to another cluster now.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
This was not one of the clusters originally brought to you the first time around.
Let us come back with the specifics if that's what you want to do. In the past, the commission has said, here's the money, staff, use your process, your procedures, you go out and do those roads. But we can bring back that and all the other projects as well and give you that full, that helps.
Personally, I don't have a problem with the area, considering I live right there. And the fact is that there are a lot of people that walk those roads, and there are some serious potholes there where a lot of people, actually, there's roads that are probably worse off that aren't highlighted there that have more people populating them on the other side of the waterway that could definitely use repavement. I like the idea that you've gone beyond the normal clusters and tried very hard to find where areas where people lived. And I support using the money. And by the time you actually get out to do it, you might actually have more interests that would allow you more than the 8 miles. So I don't have a problem with the area or the use of the money. Commission, we need a motion.
It would be my motion that we table this matter until we can come back with more information about the projects and the different options on road clusters.
I'll second that.
For discussion. Commissioner Jones first, Trubert second.
In these physical times, every penny we spend, we have to make sure we get the most out of it. I'm really encouraged, Branford, by seeing what you brought forth. I didn't see that before. But I don't think that having other options will hurt us. I think we have enough time to take a look at our options and decide more judiciously how we should spend that money. And that's why I made the motion.
Commissioner Garofalo or Trubert?
I tend to somewhat agree with Commissioner Jones. We do have some major projects coming up that we're looking for some money for to supplement. But at the same point in time, like I stated, you know, if you're going to spend this money on things that you want to do in regards to repaving, I just want to make sure that at least 50% of those people are living on those roads.
Commissioner Garofalo.
That was my biggest complaint last time. So I absolutely support tabling this. I think that we have, and please, no offense to this, and I'm not criticizing past, but city manager, you say in the past, the commission would just approve it, and that'd be done with it, and you go through your process. I wholeheartedly, that's great, but I know I drive a lot of roads in Northport that there's no houses on that are completely paved. So that's why maybe this new commission is thinking that we can do better. And I realize having that thought that there are trucks that have to be moved and it costs, but that's why I would support tabling this. I'd like to see a map that I could say, okay, now I'm responsible for saying yes, that's where I approved.
What I said was there's a process and a procedure that we follow in going through and identifying those. We can certainly change that. And obviously we had this discussion last time about the cost impacts of moving all around. We can do that if you want to, but it obviously means we get fewer streets done. They may be in different areas. Water and sewer might be an example as well. But we'll come back with some options for you, and maybe that'll help.
Can I say something, though, so that, you know, so...
Okay. I don't know what to say. Putting the money towards it and then coming back with a plan is what I would have suggested, but hearing from the other commissioners and their concern about the ability to use the money before knowing where the money's going to go, so be it. But I would say that you presented a very good plan. I'm not going to complain about it at all. And when you come back, you might have more money than what we're talking about. So I guess we're just kind of postponing something. But I support it either way. Call the vote.
Before this dies, I mean, could I vote to make it die?
It's going to die.
Well, if it's 2-2, it would die. I will change my vote if I can come back and say, because we're moving money around, we're going to need it as an ordinance anyway, and I would support bringing it as an ordinance and those three options. That's no problem, or four options or whatever, so it's not dying. I mean, I would support that, and I will vote no on this, but I just want to make sure that we at least have some options in front of us. I don't want it to die for now. I want you guys to move forward with it. But, I mean, does that make any sense?
It's not dying, Commissioner.
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
It would be 3-1.
That's exactly what we're talking
but
about.
But I was going to vote for it anyways, so.
Right, but it's done for now, and then the next time we see it, it's going to be in the general business item. It's going to be if we approve it, and then for an ordinance. So I'm just trying to eliminate one of those meetings and approve what you said, money for an ordinance with options, and then we approve an ordinance.
That's what I would have liked to see.
That's what I'm saying. I will negate that and say two and make it a – so this motion dies, and we can have another motion under that.
I see what you're saying.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, call the vote.
Call the vote.
What are we voting on?
All right, so we're voting to table the proposal and the use of the funds until a plan comes back with options. Go ahead. And it is 3-1, so it fails. Now we need a new motion.
I move to approve the road rehabilitation project of $897,829 to be brought forward to us as an ordinance for us to decide on different roads to choose from with different options.
Do we have a second?
I'll second for discussion.
So basically it takes out that extra come back and show us and then having a it takes out an extra meeting is what it basically. The only thing I would suggest is amending the motion to not have the finite amount, but the interest up to the point in which they come back with the ordinance. That's what I would suggest as an
I'll amend my motion to include any additional interest between now and the ordinance.
Second.
Okay. Any other comments, City Manager?
Yeah, like I said, and like Commissioner Jones said, I want management to understand there are some major projects coming up that we need to fund, and I'd like some of those brought back as options also.
City Manager?
Yeah, one, on the latter point, I'm doing that. I'm coming back, but I don't know a lot of those answers until I get the Warm Mineral Springs issue resolved. But I'll come back with the roads, give you all those the options that I know of to date, and then you know let me know what you want to do. Why I'm not sure why we need an ordinance to do this.
Budget
moving money, right?
I mean, budget amendment.
You're going to need a budget amendment for the funds, right? So we're doing it all at once.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So once you do the budget amendment is when we would have the projected plans of where to, what road cluster to use this on, and that's when we would decide the road cluster as well as approve the budget amendment.
Okay. Got it.
Trying to cut out the middleman. Good? Okay. Call the vote. And that is a 3-1.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you. And with that, go ahead.
Driving out east today, I noticed, you know, the school is almost completely done. And I noticed we had the problem when we had Lamar going in with sidewalks. And I just didn't know if we were addressing that, when we were going to start doing it. There's, you know, we're going to have the same issue out there with sidewalks to school. So didn't want to know an update on that.
Want staff to give a sidewalk update on how by the new school on Price?
And they do that now, or is that something that needs to be done at a different time?
Marsh Rinaldi, Public Works. The school is putting sidewalks in all around the school on its own property. It's putting a sidewalk out towards Atwater. And that's all the sidewalks going in right now. We have plans to contract or design services for sidewalks for next fiscal year, to put sidewalks in next fiscal year. I don't know how many we'll be able to do with the money we have, but that's the plan. Design them this year and get them in next year as much as we can do.
Any other questions? Mr. Garofalo, does that answer your question, or are you looking for a more in-depth answer?
That answered my question. I'm just a little concerned with the school opening up and everyone getting to school while walking on Atwater. I mean, this is...
You want to use some of this road money for sidewalks?
I don't know. I thought I was going to come and say, yeah, I felt like, you know, I'm underinformed. I haven't done my research on it. You're going to say, oh, yeah, it's done. And it's, you know, coming up on an ordinance. But I thought we were addressing that when Lamarck opened up and it was a big uprising because everyone was walking to school.
Well, addressing what? I mean, we've got sidewalks that are in the immediate proximity of the school. How much further? We don't have a whole lot of sidewalk money that we had in the budget. It was like $250 or something.
Yeah.
A small amount. But we certainly can reprogram some of this money or put together a package and figure out how many sidewalks out there and
didn't they
give you a cost estimate for it.
Didn't the past commission talk about having a policy of sorts to be within a certain radius of all schools? And didn't we add money to the budget either last year or the year before or both years to reflect those schools being sidewalked in within that radius?
The school has policies of 2 miles walking distance to the school. Obviously, we can't put a sidewalk on every street within 2 miles of the school. The plan is always to put sidewalks in the main walking paths to those schools. And as far as I'm aware, we never had any money for sidewalks. You never approved any money for sidewalks.
I know we got a grant from the
MPO. I know we did.
Pat Planning.
I know we
Pat
didn't.
Collins, Planning, Zoning, Engineering Director. Yeah, I believe I got memos and I can pull them out. We had a discussion about the schools and 2 mile radius to the schools, and I think if we pull those meeting notes, and I'm sure that it can be done, you'll find that we decided not to spend any money last year because we did not have the money to put the sidewalks to schools. But I'm just certain that that's the way it went. Yes, we had, you're correct, and we had that discussion, but the discussion was not to spend money right now for sidewalks because we didn't have it because we were running.
Why don't you let us update?
So we can look at
the
it,
update
but I'm
on that
certain
as well.
That's what it came
okay.
out to be.
We'll get the update on that as well.
All right. Anything further, Commission?
Nope. Move to adjourn the meeting.
We are adjourned.